Celebrating All Saints' Day without commemorating Reformation is like going to heaven without dying. Reformation is war and distress, nation rising against nation, where a man's enemies are those of his own family. All Saints is peace and victory, a bit of heaven on earth, a foretaste of glory, its perfection, but not reality. Reformation is the great tribulation in which the robes of the martyrs are stained with their own blood. All Saints is making them white in the blood of the Lamb. Reformation is faith fighting against overwhelming odds. Luther said it all, with might of ours can naught be done, but for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected, and this is Jesus Christ, and there is no other God. Reformation is ecclesia militans, the church armed to the teeth with the word of God, the church that knows that the Lord of hosts is with us and the God of Jacob is our refuge. On All Saints, in a fleeting moment, we walk through paradise's Elysian fields, where the cries of the martyrs are muffled by our singing for all the saints who from their labors rest. But yesterday, today, tomorrow, the saints are under the altar on which Christ is the perfect sacrifice for sins, and they are crying out, O sovereign Lord, when will you take vengeance on those who shed our blood? At a convention of the Lutheran World Federation, Cardinal Willebrands brought greetings from the Holy See. His Eminence said that we Lutherans ought to be embarrassed with Luther. Well, I'm not embarrassed at all. In fact, I kind of like Luther. He is what Jews call a mensch, a real human being, in a sense that John Calvin and all the scholastics could never be. His Eminence could, however, have been speaking for Lutherans, who find Luther too blunt, belligerent, bellicose, more of a peasant of the soil than a prince of the church. Melanchthon said something like that at Luther's funeral. He was as much at home with Cicero as he was with St. Paul. Melanchthon is the perfect reformer. Melanchthon could get along with Catholics and the Reformed, depending on the time of the year. And all things kind of a guide to all people. Without Luther, we would have a more unified church. That's the underlying, unspoken theme of the Reformation year that begins now. But at the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, the more heroic Luther cannot be ignored. He might embarrass you, but he is the more lovable. You know he was right, or at least you should. Luther will receive more honors than any saint canonized by the Pope. But his doctrines of justification by grace through faith, Christ's atonement offered to God for sin, the consumption of Christ's body and blood with the mouth, rebirth and baptism, have been pushed to the side by the alliances that most Lutheran churches have made with non-Lutheran churches who do not believe these things. The church has always lived and will always live in the great tribulation in which Luther lived. More Christians have been martyred in the 20th century than in all previous centuries put together. Civil authorities, what Lutherans call the kingdom of the left hand, are no longer our friends. Heaven forbid if a clergy person should say in public that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Separation of church and state now means that religion means keep Christ in your heart, or at least confined to the church walls. Jesus did not see it this way. Whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father. And whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father. On this point, Paul agreed with Jesus. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart does not compensate for the absence of faith on the lips, and faith on the lips means confession. Belief in Luther's doctrine of justification does not compensate for failing to confess the name of Christ. Reformation can be summarized in these words of Jesus: from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the men of violence take it by force. Elijah condemned the Baal worship, and the men of violence tried to take him by force. John the Baptist condemned Herod Antipas for marrying his brother's wife, and the men of violence decapitated him. Luther stood before the imperial and ecclesiastic luminaries of his day and would not retract one word that he said about Jesus Christ, and for the rest of his life, the men of violence tried to take him by force. But by that violence, God preserved the church. Paul said that Jesus made the good confession before Pontius Pilate, and the violence did take Jesus by force by crucifying him. But from that violence came salvation. In his body put to death by violence, he offered himself as a sacrifice to God. And from that body ruined by violence, he opened a river with enough blood to overflow every chalice in Christendom. Now, a typical way to begin a Reformation sermon is saying this: the Reformation is the one church holiday that does not commemorate anything in the Bible. That's wrong. Reformation Day is today, tomorrow, and every day, in which the church waits for Christ to rescue it from the hands of violent men. What about All Saints Day? That's scheduled for tomorrow. But when the real All Saints Day comes, you will not have to look at your calendar. Until then, it's Reformation Day.